More than 1,500 people crowded into the gym and chanted, "Two more weeks," as Edwards took the stage. Edwards called the Bush administration incompetent for its strategy in the war on Iraq. He told the crowd that Mr. Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney are the last two people in America who don't see what a mess Iraq has become. Edwards bristled at a recent Cheney comment describing the possibility of terrorists getting their hands on nuclear weapons and attacking a U.S. city.
And then he went on to say that George Bush would protect against that, but he did not trust John Kerry to do it. We've heard this over and over and over from this president, this vice president. The problem is you don't keep this country safe by giving a speech. You keep this country safe by what you do. And what this administration...
Amidst many college students, Edwards also took aim at the Bush administration's record on higher education.
Cost of college tuition? Oh, yeah. Up $1,600 nationally. There's a new report today. Up more than that, right here in the state of Wisconsin, right here on this campus, tuition going up and up and up.
Edwards says the Kerry-Edwards plan would give direct help to states that keep tuition down. And there'd be 4 years of free tuition if a student agrees to give 2 years of public service. The crowd was encouraged to hop on the buses waiting outside and ride to City Hall to fill out an absentee ballot. As a sign that Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes are still in the undecided column, President Bush makes a campaign stop in Eau Claire today. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.